Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Witham, your host and branch manager with LPL Financial. Joining me today in the studio to my right, Mr. J.C. Haspel. How are you, sir?
Dan, I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be here. We have a wonderful book to give you today. We always, always give away a free book here on Money Talk, have for 10 years now. The book this week by the one, the only, William O'Neill, J.C., I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
I have heard of him.
Okay. The book is called How to Make Money in Stocks, The Complete Investment System. I believe it's the first book he wrote, but it's been modified and edited. This is the fourth edition of it, the most recent edition. It's from William O'Neill, who's the founder and publisher of Investor's Business Daily, a periodical that I've talked about hundreds of times on this show, many, many times, one that I subscribe to and JC subscribes to as well. And it's the publisher of the IBD and the business IBD 50, JC, which is the list of stocks we use for our five-star portfolio to start with. And it's a great list of stocks, very good stocks. You can get a free copy of this excellent book, How to Make Money in Stocks. He goes through his CAN-SLIM method, and that's an acronym for seven steps that you want to go through when selecting a stock to buy. These are growth stocks I'm talking about here. William O'Neill is a growth stock buyer. He's the Warren Buffett of the growth stock world. He's the king of the growth stock world. There's no question about it, no doubt about it. And he is certainly probably one of the most knowledgeable people in the world on growth stocks. We'll send you a free copy of this book. Just give us a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address and you get our voicemail. Along with the book, we'll also send you a one-page questionnaire for you to fill out to send back to us to get your free custom 30-page report on your Social Security benefits that tells you when, where, and how to file to get the most out of Social Security. And many people, JC, just have no idea what to do when it comes to this subject. I would say they don't know about restricted applications and file and suspend, things like that, how you can get spousal benefits or benefits on a child or on a parent who's dependent upon you. There's lots of different benefits from Social Security that are available to you. In this report, we'll show you what they are and how to get them, how to claim them, and we'll go through it with you and go over it with you and explain it to you. And it's all free. There's no cost for it, no obligation. We'll also send you our five-star portfolio, a white paper on this portfolio that we use, including or involving William O'Neill stocks, the IBD 50 picks. It's a great portfolio that's done very, very well over the past few years, and we'll send you a copy of that report to look at as well. It's all free. Just give us a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send that out to you. JC, I have a recurring nightmare that I keep that I'm hearing. I forget that number for some reason. I can't remember the phone number.
You have a dream where you do the show and forget the phone number?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That must be horrible.
It's like a bad deal. And you'll notice on my outline I have the number printed out just in case it ever happens to me. I do have the number printed out.
You've only had that number for what, 15 years now?
About 10 years now, yeah. So just in case I forget, you know. But, it's just one of my fears, one of my phobias, I guess. I want to talk about one of my favorite subjects, JC. The A word. You know what I'm talking about. Yes. I still can't believe this quote I found online a couple weeks ago. This annuity quick quote, it's Annuity Engine. You tell them how much cash you'll give them, JC, and they'll tell you what their payout is based on if you pick 5-year period certain or 10-year or life or whatever, and your age, of course, if it's
right,
life.
Right.
It's impacted by your age. But one of the reasons I don't like annuities, this one really makes clear why I don't like annuities so much. On this one, this website gives you a quote. It says if you give them $1.5 million, they'll give you $24,750 per month or $297,000 a year for 5 years. Now, it's period certain. It's not based on your life.
Right.
So it's not going to go beyond the 5 years. It's just 5 years, 60 months, $24,750 per month, $297,000 a year. But what's wrong with that when you do the math, JC? What does that come out to?
My guess is less than your initial investment.
Correct. It's $1.485 million.
1.48, and you invested how much?
1.5.
1.5?
So you're short $15,000 and get no interest.
Well, I'd make that deal with somebody, too.
They're only charging you $15,000 to cut you 5 checks.
Right.
That's $3,000 a check.
For less than the amount.
Yeah, that's $3,000 a check. Roughly, you're paying them to cut you 5 checks.
That's weird. I mean, I'll do that up front. I mean, if you give me 1.5, I'll give you back.
Yeah, you don't have to wait 5 years.
I'll give you back 1.4 whatever.
Yeah, right away.
But yeah, let's do it immediately. We'll do it 4 times a day if you want.
Yeah, it's just, and somebody will buy this thing.
Oh,
somebody,
yeah.
I guarantee you, will get this.
Yeah.
Go out and buy this product. And it just amazes me because you can go to the bank and put it in the bank and get, 1% a year and still be miles ahead of what this thing's going to give you.
Right. You probably even have your bank write the checks at the same.
I'll bet they even mail them to you.
Right, yeah.
I bet they'll even mail it to you or just put it in your account. You just put it in your bank account, which was with them, obviously. So.
Right.
Well, it's not a bad deal, JC.
Well, not for the annuity company, it's not. They never are for the annuity company. It's always a great deal for them.
Right. Yeah. It's you give them $1.5 million, they give you back $1.485 over a 5-year period. So total of $1.485. So $15,000
right.
less than you gave them. Plus they're keeping the money, part of the money for 5 years. So they're making interest on it, obviously. So they're making a killing on this. The annuity company has no risk on this one.
Right.
I mean, this is a pretty simple formula for them. And it just amazes me. Speaking of bad investments, I want to talk about another one here real quick. Had a gentleman come see me the other day from Tulsa Police Department, works for TPD. And he's got like 20, 21 years on with TPD. And he came to see me to ask me about Social Security. Okay. Let's talk about this windfall elimination provision, JC, and government pension offset, which are dirty words in the Social Security lexicon, in my opinion. This is how Social Security screws people that have worked for the government and then go on to a second career afterwards or had a career before they became police officers or firefighters. They're in the same boat. A lot of federal government employees used to be in this boat. Because Tulsa Police, the officers, at least when he started, they don't pay into Social Security, JC, their salary.
Okay.
They don't pay Social Security taxes on their salary. They pay for Medicare. So they'll be Medicare eligible, but they don't pay the 12% a year between them and their employee. The employer would make them eligible for Social Security. So when they retire, even if they have 40 quarters of service where they paid in Social Security, say they worked 10 years in the private sector before they became an officer,
right?
And they'd be eligible normally if they were you or me and worked in the private sector. Social Security says, no, not so fast. They will reduce your benefits on the first $900 roughly that you make. They'll cut your benefits from 90% of that down to 40% of that, so you take about a 50% hit on your Social Security benefits, and then above and above that. So what they do is they reduce their Social Security benefits by 40 to 50% for most officers, or if they work for Tulsa Fire Department, firefighters as well. Now, there's a way around this, and I will tell you the best way around this is if you're a firefighter or a police officer to have a second job where you're getting W-2 income or 1099 income, and you're paying taxes, Social Security taxes on it. You want to do that during your career as a police officer or a firefighter. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so you've got to make a certain amount per year to afford to count. It's more than the 40 quarters that Social Security counts just to be eligible for Social Security. It's a lot more. They're called substantial earnings, which is not the same as eligible earnings according to Social Security. Because according to Social Security, you only have to make about $4,300 a year for it to count as a year towards Social Security.
Okay.
If you're in the private sector, you make about $4,300 a year. The whole year counts for you. But to overcome this pension offset, you have to make $22,000 a year.
Wow.
In Social Security eligible wages. Okay. That's a lot more than $4,000.
Right, right. Yeah.
Just a tad more than $4,000 a year. 5 times as much money, roughly. So, if you work for Tulsa Fire or for any fire department, or Tulsa Police, or any police agency where you do not pay Social Security taxes on your primary earnings, your wages that you make at the police department or fire department, you really need to have this report run because you may be in for a big surprise. And if you're a widow You could even get this reduced on your widow's benefits from your spouse if they pass away. Because they have, the second one is called the government pension offset. That's how reduce widows or widower's benefits. If you're a widow or widower of, and you work for the government, they reduce your Social Security benefits also. So they hit you twice.
Really? Wow.
On your income and your spouse's. And it's not really fair. Because how much of a discount do you think these people get on their Social Security taxes when they work in the private sector for those quarters they worked?
I guess it would be zero.
Correct. They get zero discount on the taxes they pay, but they don't get all the money out that everybody else would get. It's really an unfair system in this regard. I don't like the way they do this. I wish they would get rid of this. Because if you pay Social Security taxes on X amount of wages, your Social Security benefits, JC, at the end of the day, are based on your wages, right?
Right.
What you pay taxes on, what you paid Social Security taxes on. So if you make $100,000 a year for 30 years, you're probably going to get more in benefits than you would if you paid if you made $10,000 a year, right?
Right.
Which is logical because you paid more in Social Security taxes. So these people would get a benefit only based on what they actually pay taxes on, right?
Right.
So let's just say they made $5,000 a year in a part-time job or $5,000 or $20,000 a year. It doesn't matter. Their Social Security benefit is going to be lower than somebody who makes $100,000 a year. They would get that benefit. But in this case, they don't. They still don't get that benefit. They don't even get the reduced benefit because it's reduced even further in this case because of their government pension that they get. Social Security thinks it's not fair that you got a pension on which you did not pay Social Security taxes on wages that you didn't pay Social Security taxes on. So they're going to penalize you is what they're doing.
Sounds like an argument to privatize Social Security.
Well, all the more reason to. And the thing is, I'm saying is if you're only paying $5,000 a year to taxes, you'll get a reduced Social Security benefit right off the bat. You're going to get a smaller benefit, and that's fine. But it shouldn't be taken away from you because you work for the government and a second career, in my opinion. Anyhow, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387.
Did you ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid? It was fun, wasn't it? But do you really want to play the same game with your investments? Wall Street loves to sell you products that have fees buried, well, deeper than Jimmy Hoffa's body. You've got to have a PhD in economics and a master's in finance just to begin to comprehend where the fees are and how much you're actually paying. That's why Dan Witham is different. He not only tells you where the fees are, he'll actually give you a printout that lists all the fees associated with his investments. Knowledge is power. Get smart about your investments. Call Dan Witham at LPL Financial today at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Withamall, J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend, whatever you might be up to this weekend. We always, always give away a free book here on Money Talk. The book this week by William O'Neill, the founder of Investors Business Daily and the guru of growth stock investing, well-known, world-renowned. The book is called How to Make Money in Stocks. And this is the fourth edition updated and everything with his canceling method explained in the book. You can get a free copy of this, and we'll send you our one-page questionnaire to fill out to get your free 30-page custom Social Security report that takes into account things like the government pension offset and the windfall elimination provision that we talked about in the last segment. So if you're a government employee, especially, you want to find out about this, it's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address. When you get our voicemail, we will send you the book and the information absolutely free, no cost and no obligation whatsoever. And it's free, as in no cost, right?
My favorite price.
We don't charge for it. Some investment concepts, JC. Buy high, sell low. How does that sound to you? not so good?
Not my typical strategy.
Okay, but not the one you want to follow? Yeah. Some people do. This is what most people do. You know, they end up chasing returns, of course. The average equity mutual funds made 10.5% every year over the last 20 years, 10.5%. But the average investor in the same funds has only made an average of about 3.5% in the same funds, JC. How'd they do that?
They bought at the wrong time.
Buy high, sell low. Buy it after it runs up, right?
Right.
And then sell it when it drops. 1996, I've got a great example for you. Dreyfus Aggressive Growth Fund was up 20.7% for the year, 1996. Pretty good return, right? Not bad. The average investor in that same fund lost 34.9% in the same year. Because they all bought it late in the year.
Right.
After it ran up, right? Because it ran up for the first 8 months or so, and they bought it, and then it tanked probably in the last quarter or went down or whatever. They saw the ads on TV and jumped in, and then they probably went, how'd that happen? And probably went out and did the same thing the next day. You know, the next year, they probably did the same thing.
Sounds a lot like the gold investment.
Yeah, wait till it runs up to 1800 and then buy it? Yeah, you don't think that's a great idea?
Pretty much. I mean, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of people.
And sure enough, you know, when gold was at $300 an ounce, we didn't see many ads on TV to buy gold, did we? But when it was at 1800, you couldn't get away from a gold ad. I mean, every other ad on TV was gold. Buy gold, then everyone was zero.
Because all the people that had bought it at 300 and when it ran up to 18, then all of a sudden they need to sell it. So that's them dumping it on you.
Right. Well, and then you also have these companies like Lear Capital that buy it at 1600 and sell to you at 1800 the same day, and they're still marking up 35% the same day. So they're making money no matter what the price of gold does. They don't care whether it goes up or down. They're going to make money on it. Investing by looking in the rearview mirror. That's what this is. Mutual fund companies are notorious for accurately predicting the past, aren't they, JC?
Yes, very well.
They tell you what their fund did in the past 1 year, 3 years, 5 year, and 10 year periods. And what does that mean it's going to do next year, JC?
Not a lot of bearing on that.
Very little. It has nothing to do with what it's going to do next year, does it? And this is the conundrum that people face and they can't seem to figure it out because they also have Morningstar out there showing them all these nice reports of this fund's five-star rating, whatever it might be, and it's done 13% a year for the last 10 years, whatever it might be. And yet people seem to think that trajectory is going to continue forever to infinity and beyond. And the other thing is, if a fund averages 13% a year, JC, does that mean it makes 13% every year?
No.
What does that mean?
Matter of fact, it means it won't make 13% most years.
Right.
No, I mean, it's just the average. If you take each individual year and average them out, you're going to come up with 13%. That doesn't even mean it's up every year. It doesn't even necessarily mean you made money. There are scenarios where you can have an average positive return for a mutual fund, and yet if you were to invest over that time period, you'd be down. Average return means very little.
You're correct. And, you know, one of the things I look at when I look at a fund before I consider buying a fund is I look at the outliers in the fund's performance. I look at every year's performance of the fund, and I look to see if there's an outlier. Because the fund could have a 13-year or 13% average performance, and it could only have been above 13 one year out of 10. It could have done 40%, let's say, in one year.
Right.
And that would pull the average way up, of course. You know, if the other years were 6 or 7 or 8%, it could have had one year where it did 40%, and it's going to show a 13% average return. But that means you're not very realistically going to get 13% a year if you invest in it, or 13% return. You're going to get some bizarre number that's got nothing to do with the average. And that's what you have to look at with funds, especially, I think, is what are the outliers? What's the highest and the lowest return that that fund's had? How did it do in a terrible market? One of the things I look at very carefully is how it did in 08 or 01 or 02, if I have that data available. If the fund existed back in 2001 and 02, I go back to those years and look and see how it did. Because those, I know, were bad years in the market. It gives me a good indication what this fund's going to do. Now, if it did plus 5% in 01 or 02, I know it's probably not a bad fund because it's awfully good performance compared to the market for those years. It's way ahead of the market. The market was down quite a bit in those years. But you want to look at that. But let's say the market was down 20 in a year and this fund's down 30 for the same year. Well, you might want to go to the next fund.
You also need to pay attention because I've had people come to my office and they're looking at inverse funds. And they're saying, look, they did real well in 2008.
Well, of course.
Well, yeah, it's because they're an inverse fund.
Yeah, they should.
You got to be careful. You got to understand what you're looking at here. You can't just look at only performance.
Well, and inverse funds get a little tricky because they're pegged to the daily or weekly performance of the index, and they're not pegged to long term. They're not really good holdings for long term. At least that's my opinion for what it's worth. I stay away from those just because the performance gets away from what you think it's going to be. It doesn't necessarily track what you think it's going to be. You know, I think that's my opinion of it. Paying too much for too little. Back to my favorite word. Annuities are sold, they're not bought. We see annuities in IRA accounts quite a bit. Are IRAs tax-deferred vehicles, JC?
Yes.
So an annuity is a tax-deferred vehicle.
That's what they tell me.
Do you need a tax-deferred vehicle and a tax-deferred vehicle? Do you drive a car inside your car? Do you put a car inside your car?
No, I typically do not.
Okay. So once is enough. One is enough, right? To get you there. Yeah. So you really don't need an annuity in an IRA necessarily, depending on the circumstances. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense. One of the other things that I'm never interested is people buy these annuities in non-qualified accounts, and they say they're tax-deferred. What's the tax rate on an annuity when you take the money out? It's taxed at ordinary income,
right? Yeah.
Which is higher or lower than capital gains.
Higher.
Much higher. Yeah, almost twice. Actually, in most cases, it's about twice the rate of the capital gains rate. So you're paying higher taxes on it when you take the money out. So it doesn't even work from a tax standpoint. I mean, it doesn't even make sense from it. You'll just pay more taxes buying an annuity than you would buying and holding a fund and getting long-term capital gains rate.
Right, yeah. That's not the only tax disadvantage. There's like inheritance tax and stuff like that on annuities that you don't have with stocks and things like that.
And they've got a purchaser, like a sales tax on them in some states as well.
Yes.
Like Nevada has a 3% purchase tax on
that's because release. They're not an investment, they're an insurance. Or an insurance product, and that tax is on insurance products.
And you're correct. That's exactly correct. And some states have actually taxes. So if you buy an annuity in Nevada, you're 3% in the hole on the first day because of the tax.
Right. Not to mention the commission you pay.
Yeah. So, yeah, not to mention
taxes. Taxes, at least to your concern.
Yeah, really. You're right. The 3% is nothing compared to the rest of it. And it's very interesting. I'm surprised that Nevada put up with that, the insurance department put up with that, because I would think they would have pitched a fit before they would allow them to do that, because that's terribly bad for investment returns when you start taxing them right off the bat, because they have to overcome that. And it doesn't matter if you make money on the annuity or not, you still pay the 3% tax.
Right, right.
It's not a tax on a gain. It's a tax on the principal amount that you put into it. Big difference. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. The way you dance and hold it tight. The way
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the moment. J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Our free book this week, How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill. It is, J.C., in my opinion, the manual for growth stock investing.
It sits on my desk as we speak. It's been there for years.
This is the equivalent to Benjamin Graham's The Intelligent Investor for the growth stock world.
Yes.
Graham's is on the value side, of course. This is a great book, and I've read it many times, and I thoroughly, I just think it's a very good book.
I think this is an easier read, though.
Yeah, and the Intelligent Investor, yes. Yeah. Well, his book was written in the 30s in his defense, and he's a pretty technical, dry kind of guy. You know, it's
whatever the reason, I still think it's easier.
Anyhow, this book is by William O'Neill, and you can get a free copy of it. Plus, we'll send you the one-page questionnaire to fill out for your free Social Security report and information on our five-star portfolio that invests using William O'Neill's philosophy and his canned slim stocks. And we'll send you all the information for free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. We'll send you the book and everything for free. And JC and I have told you this, but I had the fortune of having lunch with William O'Neill back in the early 90s when I first became a broker.
Yes, yes.
In LA. And one of the smartest guys I've ever met, just one of the nicest people. And all he did was he asked me questions the whole time. I really didn't get much time to ask him any questions at all because he was asking me all kinds of questions about it.
Is that where he learned everything?
That could be. I don't know. But no, I'm not going to take credit for that. But he was asking me questions about who in my office – I worked for Merrill Lynch at the time. He asked me who in my office read the Wall Street Journal, how many people read his paper, how many read – and why do we read each one? He kept asking me, why do you read this? Why do you read that? Which one, what do you like about our paper? What do you not like about our paper? He was very inquisitive.
He's taking a survey.
Yeah, he was. And he wasn't wasting the opportunity. I mean, he was a very smart guy, and it was really interesting. I was sitting there having lunch with him, and it was very interesting. He was teaching the class at the time that he used to teach himself. Now he has other people teaching these classes. But I got to pay $500 and spend a whole day with him teaching me basically how to do his philosophy and strategy. And it was a great value. I mean, you talk about a value. That was an extremely good value for $500. Imagine paying Warren Buffett $500 to spend a day with him.
Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah. You're not going to get that opportunity. Not for $500, I can tell you that. Anyhow, investment mistakes. Not asking questions. Many people, JC, don't feel right asking somebody how much they get paid on something. I had a client in my office about a week ago. We had a gentleman trying to sell them a big whole life insurance policy or something like that, one of those policies.
Of course they were.
Yeah. And she asked the agent on the phone three times, how much do you get paid on this? He answered everything but the question. He was dancing all over the place. He said, I get paid a flat fee. I don't get paid a commission. I was like, oh, come on. That's not true. I know that's not
true. Yeah, so I've never heard of that.
I've never seen a life insurance product that doesn't pay a commission.
Yeah.
Okay. And certainly not whole life policies. They pay a commission.
Right.
Okay.
That's the only reason people sell them.
Right. It's just like annuities.
If it wasn't paying that fat commission, you just get term life.
Right. You'd be selling your term life. Exactly.
There's no reason for whole life.
So it was so funny because she kept asking him, and the client was very smart. She knew what to ask, and she came back to the same question several times. He would not give her an answer. He kept saying, I'll have to call you back with that. I don't know the answer. And then she asked him, how long have you been selling? He said, 10 years. And I was like, you know what your commission is? You've been selling it for 10 years. You know what you're making on the product.
Golly.
And it was just funny. And he just wouldn't answer the questions. And then he tried to tell them that it would make them Medicaid eligible by buying this product. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not necessarily the case. Just buying a life insurance policy is not going to make you Medicaid eligible. It doesn't take the asset out of your state, which is what you have to do to become Medicaid eligible. You
know, I see what you're saying.
Spend on provision.
Yeah.
And I think there was some bad information going around there. So either from his home office or something, I'm not sure what. But I think he was misinformed. So
I guess if the premium was high enough, you just spent all of our money on that real quick.
Oh, well, he was going to do that. He was going to have him do that pretty much. Yeah, it was interesting. Buy and hold, JC. The legend, the myth. I think there's only one firm that still does it.
Hey, I don't know about that.
I'm not sure they're even still down. I think they may have realized that that's not such a great idea. If you did this in 2008, it cost you about 38-40% of your nest egg. In 2000 through 2002, it cost you another 42%. Those two combined are 80%. And they were, what, 7 years apart?
Yes.
Six, 7 years apart. 80% hit. People always ask me when they come in to see me, JC, is the market going to drop? Take a correction. Mm-hmm. Like in 08. And my answer is always yes, but I don't know when. Could be this year. It could be next year. It could be 5 years from now or 10 years from now. We know it will happen. We don't know when it will happen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so the people that are doing buy and hold tend to think it's okay. I'm just going to ride it out. But I like the thing you said once. I think you said it a while back. Or one of the questions you posed to me was, when is a good time to lose 50% of your money?
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right. I mean, and where that comes from is people justifying buy and hold by, you know, being young or having, you know, working years ahead of you and saying, well, I've got time to recover. Well, why not just not lose half your money?
Why not have to recover?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah.
It's like, why not get sick? If you don't want to have to spend time in bed recovering, why not just not get sick?
And right.
Sick? Why not be better? Be healthy. In this case, it's something you can do to avoid, and that's what we try to do with our different strategies that we use, is we try to avoid that, and we'd rather sidestep the market and go to cash. Like target volatility, we use an algorithm to reduce our exposure when the volatility goes up. And typically, we see volatility go up in the market before the market corrects.
Yes.
Typically, you'll see it a month or two before the correction in the stocks itself or the index. And so with target volatility, we make adjustments every month to the portfolio to reduce or increase our exposure based on the risk of the underlying assets. And the volatility of the underlying assets is actually what it's based on, which is standard deviation is the number that we use to measure that. And you can do this to avoid a lot of heartache, for lack of a better term, but it also avoids a lot of bad decisions, I think. Because what happens when people are down 40%? I see what are they inclined to do.
That's typically the point at which you sell.
They want to sell, right at the bottom. They want
lock
sell.
That in.
Yeah, lock in that loss. Let's make sure we get that loss. And but that's usually the time when you should be buying instead of selling.
Right, and that's the real problem, in my opinion, with buy and hold. It's usually not buy and hold. It's,
right.
It's start out buy and hold until you run into a hard time, then yeah. It's panic at the bottom is
buy
what
and
it
panic.
Is.
Yeah. Like it. You're right, exactly. It's buy and hold in their mind. Until it reaches a minus 35 or 40% threshold, at which point, or whatever their pain threshold is, where they can stand it no more. And everybody has a level at which they cannot take the pain any longer.
Right,
we all have that level. We're human beings. We all have that level. For some people, it may be 5 or 10%, in which case they're lucky if they get out in an 08 scenario. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're lucky if they get out at that level. For others, it's 20, 30, 40%. And the other problem is you have to remember, in 2008, you didn't just have a 38% drop. You had news on TV every day telling you the sky was falling, the world was coming to an end.
We actually had a 54% drop
right.
From peak to trough.
Correct.
You just, you know, it didn't start at the beginning of the year. That's why it's not
right. It
that's
went
why
down,
38%
actually went
year.
Down total of 54%. You're right. And that was up until March of 09, from the fall of 08 till March of 09. And you know, if you go back and look at some of the strategies that we use, they took us out of the market and we're able to sidestep it, like tactical asset allocation, some of these things, which just use moving averages and analytical tools. Quantitative, not emotional, which is the key here. Because if you invested based on emotions in 08, you got your head handed to you for the most part, unless you were extremely lucky for some reason. But most people, you know, don't want to sell when the market's going up and everything's going good. They want to sell when the market's plunging after it's plunged.
Right. Usually,
right? They keep thinking it'll wait, and this time it'll be different, and I'll wait, and the market will take care of itself. But most people just don't do that. They aren't able to do that. And a lot of people, as Dennis Gartman says, expect the market to be rational. And this is a fallacy. What is the market made up of, JC?
A lot of people.
Millions of people, right? And they're irrational beings for the most part. So our expectation that the collective group is going to be rational when the individual is irrational is kind of illogical.
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
Just kind of look at the world and see that.
Well, yeah, that's an understatement.
A pretty easy concept.
That's an understatement. Look at the political process if you want to see illogical actions. Just watch U.S. Washington politics for a day or two. Anyhow, you know, we see the individual as illogical. And most people would understand that. The individuals don't invest logically, but yet they think the market's going to behave logically. So there's a disconnect in there in our thought process between A and B. And we have to recognize that is not the way things are. The market's not going to be rational. It's going to behave in an irrational fashion. And the more volatile the market, the more irrational the behavior is going to be. So you get an 08 scenario, the more panic sets in, the more panic breeds more panic, right? And pushes the stock prices down further and further and further. If you don't believe me, go back and look at the financial stocks in 08. They got killed. they got annihilated in 08. I mean, they really did. In fact, the government said we can no longer short them. The FINRA came out and said, the SEC came out and said you can no longer short the financial stocks because they were getting beat up so badly. They were going bankrupt.
Yes.
They were essentially going bankrupt, and they were having margin calls and equity calls and things like that. And so the government had to intervene to protect them, along with loaning them all kinds of money and all that stuff that they did, of course, too. So the government had to, from a regulatory standpoint, intervene to protect them. And that's how bad it was. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Social Security has over 2,700 rules. You can't possibly learn them all, but you can get a free report from Dan Witham that tells you when, where, and how to file to potentially get the maximum Social Security benefits. He'll give you a free custom report based on your specific circumstances that could potentially net you up to $250,000 more from Social Security. Those who know fare better. Give Dan a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave him your name and address. He'll mail you the questionnaire to fill out for your free Social Security report that tells you when, where, and how to file to potentially get the maximum Social Security benefits. 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA SIPC.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Livermore with J.C. Haspel here in the studio. We have a great book to give you this week by William O'Neill, the father of growth stock investing. It's called How to Make Money in Stocks, and it is probably the best book ever written on the subject of growth stock investing. I think it's a very, very good book. I encourage you to read it and get a copy of it. We'll send you a free copy of it, plus our one-page questionnaire to fill out for your free custom Social Security report and our five-star report on our portfolio of stocks that we use for some of our clients. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, please, when you get our voicemail, and we'll send you the book and the reports and the information all free. And if you work for TPD, Tulsa Police Department, or Tulsa Fire, you really need to get the Social Security report, because there are a lot of things that could impact you that you don't know about, and there's ways you can fix it, ways you can get around it, and I will show you the ways and how it will impact you. It's really important. You see, we've got a lot of people out there that are in those two areas, the firefighters, yes, and the police, and retired or currently working. And if you're currently working for Tulsa Police, you really need to come talk to me or talk to somebody about it, because you can do something to change how Social Security treats you in the future down the road by acting now. That's what I'm trying to say. So there are things, there are steps they can take to make sure they don't take a big hit on Social Security at the end of the day. And the younger you are, the better your chances of doing that, quite frankly, are. Okay. Don't be afraid to take gains. Bulls make money, JC. Bears make money. And pigs get slaughtered, right?
Yeah. It's
the old phrase. Don't be a pig. With our five-star portfolio, we have a set amount at which we sell a stock. 55% gain or a 10% loss. Okay? So, do I sell it 25% gain, JC?
No.
At 55, right?
Correct.
We don't wait for 65. We sell at 55 or minus 10. Whichever one it hits first, we sell it at that point. There's a reason for that. That's what the point that gives us the optimal return is what the data shows. So far this year, the portfolio's had 12 out of 14 winners, JC. I think it's 85%, something like that. Winners versus losers?
Right, right.
Okay. The two losers, average loss was 2%.
Oh, my gosh.
Per position. So there were small losses.
Yeah.
On the winners, the average gain is about 23%. Slightly higher. So even if they were 50-50, half winners and half losers, we'd still have a very good strategy.
Obviously. Right,
you
right.
Know, if you got 23% gains versus 2% losses, half the time that means your net is 21%. It means you trade as often as you can. If you can do that, the more often you can do that, the better off your returns are going to be.
Right, right.
So anyhow, what I'm trying to say is the system works pretty well, and even when you do have a loss, we're going to do what we can to mitigate the losses. And of course, this has been a good market. This has been a decent market, and that has a lot to do with it. You have to keep in mind the market drives a good part of your returns. No matter what you're investing in, the market drives a good part of the returns. And one of the things Gartman says, JC, is what? Don't fight the
tape.
Don't fight the tape. Don't fight the market. Whatever you do, do not fight the market. The market is kind of like as Steve would say, his ex-wife. I'll use Steve as an example. I'll throw him under the bus here. It's always right. It's 100% right, right? 100% of the time. He's not here, so I can throw him under the bus. The market is always right, is what I'm trying to say. Pride is the most harmful trait when it comes to investing. People always want to argue with the market, don't they? They always think that they've got a great stock, even though the market's in the tank. This is a great time to buy. I'm going to buy this stock. It doesn't matter. If the market's going down, your stock's going to go down.
Think of the market like a river, and you're in a rowboat. Right. You might as well go the direction of the river.
Rather than rowing upstream.
Right.
It's a lot easier to go downstream. Yes. You're exactly right. And the thing is, you know, IBD, Investor Business Daily, that you and I subscribe to, tells you at the beginning of the day, on the first page when you log into it, it tells you
what
they think the market trend is. And are they telling you, do you think there's a reason they put that on the front page?
That's the first thing.
That's the first thing they want you to see, is pay attention to the market.
Right.
They don't want you to invest when the market's in a downtrend, is what they're trying to say. And I know they're very diplomatic about it, but that's what they're trying to tell you, is don't fight the tape. You'll never win that fight. Nobody wins that fight. I don't care how big an investor you are, you're not going to win that fight, especially if you're buying 100 shares of Apple.
Well, and especially over time when you try it again and again and again and again. I mean, you're putting the odds way against your favor when you do that.
Absolutely. Never, ever, this comes from William O'Neill, average down. JC, if you have a stock that's losing money, how much would you like to buy? Would you like to buy more of it?
No, I would not.
Does this make any sense to anybody?
It's something people
it must make
do
sense
all the
to
time.
Somebody,
yeah, it makes sense to a lot of people, apparently. But
let's explain what averaging down is. First of all, let me explain what it is. Averaging down is when you buy a stock at 10, let's say, and you buy 100 shares at 10, JC. The stock drops to 5. You buy another 100 shares, so your average cost basis now is, you know, 750
seven
or
a half,
whatever, 7.5. And then next week it's a 2.5. We know what's going to happen.
The theory, and I'm sure this came from some stockbroker years ago that thought, hey, this would be a great way to talk
stock,
my client into more of this bad investment.
Yeah.
But the theory is that you only need to get to 7.5 then to break even, as opposed to having to get all the way back to 10.
Right.
The problem is, you know, you've bought a loser,
right,
and you've now got the odds way against you, and then you're adding to
you're
that
doubling
position.
Doubling down, basically, is what you're doing. Yeah.
In a position that the odds are against you.
Yeah, and if a stock goes from 10 to 5, where's it likely to go next?
It's probably going down. I mean, that's a huge, that's a 50% loss in the value of that company.
Probably
there
going to
there
four.
Is something wrong with that.
Right, it's going to 4 before it goes to 750,
right,
long before it's going to 750. So don't average down. If you have a stock that goes from 10 to 5, dump it. Get rid of it. Get out of Dodge.
Stay out of stuff in the $5 range anyways.
Yes, but get out of Dodge. Start with good stocks. William O'Neill, this is the main thing. Start with good stocks. Most people start with crap. The output is a function of the input on any equation.
Right.
If you put garbage in, garbage out, right? If you put garbage in, you're going to get garbage out the back end. That's why we use IBD 50 list of stocks. These are lists selected by William O'Neill and his company, William O'Neill and Company, Investors Business Daily. It's a great list of stocks. And they're growth stocks. They're not value stocks. They're growth stocks. Let me be clear about that. Start with a great list. If you start with a good list, you're bound to get good results, I think. If you start with a bad list, you're going to get bad results. No matter how good your selection process is, you're going to get bad results. And I can tell you from years and years of experience of doing this, a good list is worth everything to me. That's why I use O'Neill's IBD 50.
Right,
that's
right.
Exactly why I use his IBD 50. I cannot compile a list that compares to his list.
Right. If you knew of a better list, you'd be using it.
I mean, you're right. Absolutely, I'd be using it. His list is phenomenal, in my opinion. That's just my opinion for what it's worth. I'm not saying that's a fact or anything, but that's my opinion. I like his list. They're proven to work again and again and again. And I've not seen any list from anybody that can compare it to it. That's just my opinion for what it's worth, but that's what I think. So if you start with a good list, you're probably going to get a good result, unless you do some other things really, really wrong along the way. But if you start with a good list, that's half the battle. You've won the first half of the battle. We're about out of time. I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill. If you want a copy of it, give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Have a great week. Thank you for listening.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.